Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxem.
Well, we're back with some good news. We're about to be cleared to air on the actual radio at 91.7 WHUS stores.
Yes, sir. We hitting new milestones. We're going harder for you guys, and we're really trying to just build up the brand of the Black and Bold podcast.
Yeah, thank you all for supporting us, those who have been with us since the very beginning.
Our faithful listeners. We appreciate y'all with all our heart.
Yeah, hopefully we can grab some more. All right, then. But before we go into today's subject, we're going to dedicate a little bit of time to any news that you might have missed over the summer, because there was a lot of news.
Yeah, a lot has been going on this summer. It's definitely been a bit more eventful than most. The first thing I want to bring up is, of course, the Montgomery brawl. That, man, that's something to talk about.
Yeah, what was that about?
The Montgomery brawl? I'm going to try to keep this short and keep this to the point. So basically, there was this black security guard who was trying to tell this white boat owner that he couldn't park his private boat in like a commercial like docking place, whatever it's called. And basically, the white owner wasn't trying to move his boat, and the black security guard was attempting to move his boat because that space that he was parked in was for commercial vehicles, but they jumped him. They jumped that poor man. It was not a fair fight to start off. Like, I think it was two or three of them jumping him. And then eventually, after he started getting jumped for a little bit, a bunch of black people started noticing, and they started to jump in and come from all corners of the earth. If you guys haven't seen the video, I would definitely suggest that you guys check it out, because it's definitely something to watch and definitely something to talk about amongst yourselves and with just other people, because it's definitely a piece of history that is, you know?
It was freaking hilarious. Like, yeah, I remember the first time I watched it, I was just like, chill. Like, you know, it was kind of crazy. That second time, I saw the dude swimming over there.
Bro,
that was
the potential.
Like,
that I'm trying to tell you. Have you seen the chair memes?
Yes, I seen it.
Yeah, have you seen that one where it's a chain and they have like the chair at the bottom, and the caption is "always keep that thing on me," something like that.
Yo, that man, he went full WWE.
Is funny. Yo, it was really coming from all corners of the earth. Yo.
And
you know black people don't swim like that. So the fact that my man was in that water really looking to join in means that nigga was committed.
Powering through that shit.
Yeah, powering through the stereotype. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
But like the funniest one I saw was that I never thought I'd see the day someone got beat to them damn Crocs.
Yeah. Bro. The Crocs was desecrated.
Yo, they turned into real Crocs. They literally looked like
They looked like they was eating his whole legs.
Yo.
Nah.
They done killed him there. Wow. I was about to say,
I'm definitely going to say that black people won that one. For sure. For sure.
That was a W. But that shit was hilarious.
About to say, we know how to get down. I'm glad it wasn't the opposite and that we took the dub in that case. And that, you know, there was some type of restitution for that poor security guard who was getting jumped.
Yeah, I hope he's okay, but damn.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff is crazy. Yo, I'm telling you, you gotta watch it, though. Like, that's the only way you'll get all the memes.
Yeah. You have to get the context before you can begin to laugh at the memes. But yeah, they're, like, really good. I seen a bunch, like, on my story, and just through Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, just everywhere. Bro, did you hear the TikTok song they made to it like a couple days like after?
No.
Like they made an actual like whole song like to the actual brawl that happened. I was like, dang, move quick, because the song came out like probably a week or a couple days like after the actual like brawl. And I was, you know, that shit surprised me, but you know?
Yeah.
We have a song to it now, guys, apparently.
I didn't even know about it until, like, the other day. Like, the whole incident. I'm telling you. It was like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, the main person who put me on was my sister and brother as well, because they were seeing all the memes and they decided to put me on. So if you guys haven't checked it out yet, I would say just look into it. It's definitely a good laugh, definitely something to just be informed about and just know about, because, you know, gotta be a little bit literate about the news sometimes. But another topic that I wanted to dive into for current news would have to be Tory's sentencing. Yeah, you know,
Tory got officially sentenced to 10 years for shooting Megan Thee Stallion
a
in the
whole
foot.
Decade, guys. Goddamn. Do you think that's a crazy sentence, or do you think that's not too bad?
Honestly, like,
in your opinion?
Yeah, in my opinion, I know a lot of people were talking about how excessive that was. Like, oh, because Pop Smoke Killer only got 4. And I was like, yeah, that's not.
You got 4?
That's what people were saying. I'm not
what,
sure.
What the hell? That man should have got the book thrown at him.
But I was like, I mean, yeah, that's terrible. But it's like, at the same time, that doesn't justify what he did. That just means that other guy should have gotten more.
Yeah. About to say, the two are not equating, I guess.
Yeah, but like, that whole situation, that was just a mess. It wasn't the biggest mess. Like, honestly, it was worse, but still.
Yeah, and apparently some celebrities were like backing Tory, and apparently. Iggy Azalea, she sent a letter to the judge, like, speaking on his behalf.
I saw that.
And this year, Tory has a couple of supporters. I know his dad is
quite a couple.
Definitely one of them, based on the, I don't know if you guys remember, but we were talking about the video of Tory's dad in a previous episode, and it was a very just emotional, heart-wrenching video. I mean, he was basically speaking about the injustices that he, like, sees in the system and how his son is being mistreated. And if you guys haven't checked that out, just definitely look into that as well.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Mm. That was also hilarious.
And hilarious, too. I forgot to mention. Because he was so, like, over the top. It was funny.
He's just like his son.
Yeah.
He's like a short man with unbridled, like, aggression. Bro.
Literal Napoleon complex, bro.
Yeah, but, like, honestly,
not too crazy, though.
Yeah, like, it's just so polarizing, this whole thing. And even, like, Tory himself released a statement. Mm-hmm. Made sure to say that he thinks that he was unjustly imprisoned and falsely accused. But
yeah, also, Tory said that he still has love for Megan, even though that he's facing all these years. He still has love for her, and like, he doesn't want to end on bad terms. I mean, which is understanding, seeing as how the whole situation played out. But I mean, yeah, officially sentenced 10 years. And didn't you mention that he was going to get deported back to Canada after that?
I believe so, yeah. Like, but yeah, you know, the whole thing, like, whole thing is a whole fiasco that's been going on for a couple of years. But really the question is, do you think Tory's guilty or not? But moving on, the next thing, speaking of celebrity scandals, we got Lizzo with her.
Lizzo is a big one. Ooh. Yeah. I didn't mean like that, but her scandal is...
Both ways.
Yeah, double entendre. But her scandal is... It's something crazy. It's... Dang, it's close to being... It's comparable to the designer scandal that happened.
Yeah, honestly, like, there was just a lot of...
But I would say worse in this case.
A lot of horrible allegations, and I'm not sure, like, I don't think there's any confirmation as to whether or not these were true, but, you know, a lot of times celebrities get allegations.
Yeah.
I don't know what the situation, like, entirely is as far as, like, the credibility, but at the same time, Lizzo did do it. It's like, that's terrible.
Yeah, that is...
That's awful.
Heinous. I can't really speak on the relationship that she has with the dancers as well, because not a lot of the evidence or not a lot of the accusations or allegations have proof or, like, anything, like, for public record. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's all just based on speculation. But I'm not sure if any of the dancers did testify or did make any statements on the allegations made against her. But it's insane. what's going on.
But it's like, right, like that kind of stuff is messed up, you know. Like SA allegations are no joke.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's like, yeah, you know, we've seen a lot of people with them, like very recently in the news and media. But you know, regardless of like what the like who it is, it's like if that actually happens, then that is like absolutely terrible. I do not want to hear people making excuses for Lizzo if she does, if she is actually found guilty.
Yeah. I mean, God damn, who would have thought that Lizzo would have been the scandal people were talking about?
As bad this as summer. That is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but speaking of like celebrities and all that, it is the 50th anniversary of hip hop today as we are recording this video.
Isn't that crazy, guys? How it just all like aligned on the perfect day that we're recording this episode, man.
Yeah, but who's your favorite hip hop artist?
I would have to say right now for me, it's gonna have to be Kendrick, cause Kendrick has really done so much for the culture. And
that's
like
fair.
Even listening back to his older music, like it's just timeless. Like I truly don't think you can forget about Kendrick and all he's done for like just our generation and like the generation before us as well. And just Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers was another just great new album that he had. I mean, I found it surprising that not a lot of people like we're really like bumping the album like that, but I found it great, honestly. Like I think it was a great comeback for Kendrick, and we was waiting a cool couple years for it, but I'm happy that the album came out and the music sounded like the way it did. I feel like it was very like uncomfortable music. Like it's not really, it didn't really feel like comfortable music. It felt like it leaned more toward the uncomfortable side and was like a bit experimental. But I like the album and I still play songs from it till this day.
Yeah, I will forever resent UConn for the fact that they brought Kendrick and J. Cole in 2013-14.
The biggest fumble just ever.
No, they made a good choice. It's just that bring them back.
No, I'm talking about like they fumbled for us. Like we didn't get that like level of artist. For I mean, Trippy's nice. Like I'm not gonna say I like actively listen to Trippy like every single day. Like he's just someone who I may hear one of his songs and I'm like, oh, it's a Trippy song. You know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
like I'll listen to it. I'm not going to say he's a bad artist or he has bad songs, but I would have preferred just someone else like Kendrick for sure or just J. Cole like the previous UConics had.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, UConic is our spring concert and they just bring in a lot of people, local bands, and then usually they round it off with a celebrity, like a famous, like, you know, artist. But honestly, I was kind of excited about Trippy Red because, like, you know, he same thing here, same deal here. But it was like, oh, it's cool to know, like, to see someone, you know, that people sometimes listen to. But it was like, now that you opened up the window, like, for J. Cole, Kendrick, and some
now other. Now that we've had that, like, the bar is definitely set a bit higher. Yeah.
Yo, what if we got Cardi?
Cardi was on the poll for artists that we should consider bringing to UConic. But honestly, I think at the time, if I'm being honest, he was arrested. So I don't think he would have been able to come.
Gotcha.
But I may be misremembering. Sorry, guys. Long day. It was a long trip over here.
Yeah,
y'all don't even know.
It was terrible.
There's a lot we could talk about trip-wise, but we're not going to do that. We are not going to do that.
Yeah, but anyways, you know, happy 50th anniversary to hip-hop, you know.
Happy 50. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, speaking of which.
50 years, man. It's, wow, just momentous.
Yeah, but honestly, speaking of 50, a lot of things just turn into each other. Like, I've been listening to a lot of 50 songs, like, especially Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, yeah. I just saw, like, a rap post about J. Cole praising the album.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
That is honestly well-deserved. It's a really great album.
Yeah, I'm still kind of tight that we didn't get J. Cole. But, I mean, for the concert that I went to, I paid for an upper-level ticket, and I ended up on the floor, like, through the middle of, like, Trippie's performance, which I was pretty happy about, because I finessed the system badly. Yeah. But there was, yo, you remember there was almost about to, like, shut down the concert because they had people coming down?
I was about to say that. They were flooding, like, the front and all that.
Like, no. Because
that's why you can't have nice
Why
things.
Are you doing that? Oh, my goodness.
Because people are just wild.
Yeah, but, like, they couldn't just let it rock. They couldn't just, like, you know what I'm saying? We already got our money. Like, because they literally already got their money, so I don't even know why they're even tripping.
No.
It's just,
no.
Yeah.
I know. But anyways, yeah, like, yeah, just had to throw this out here. Shout out to 21 Questions. That's my favorite hip-hop song.
Mm.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite. Just
that's a good choice. Good choice. Yeah. But we're going to get into another section of the pod right now. We're going to talk about how just the summer was for us a little bit. Just to let y'all know, put y'all on a little bit to the tea that's been brewing. But Nashawn, you wanna start about how your summer's been?
Yeah, sure. So my summer has been relatively eventful. It's like, honestly, it was started with me having like a specific job and an apartment. Ended up with me not having that job because of certain reasons. But, like, all things considered, I ended up getting a job. Actually, you know what? Just hear this. I ended up getting a job at the UConn radio station. Mm. So it's going to be a nice time, you know.
That's here, guys. That's here.
Yeah, like, so I'll be, like, editing these videos, you know. I'll be, like, I'll just be working over here very often.
Exactly. Now he's going to be getting paid for all the stuff that we actually have to do for the pod.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah. But I'm like, happy for you, bro.
Appreciate it. Mm. Yeah, but aside from that, it was, like, things kind of slowed down for me in the sense that, like, I wasn't going, like, a lot of places. I went to New York. I went to New Haven, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really go that far. But, like, honestly, once I got the experience of UConn, it was like the summer isn't the same. Part of it is just because Stanford's boring.
It is boring. It's, like, honestly, the only way you could truly have fun in Stanford is if you spend money. I mean, that's the case with most places. But in Stanford, it's more severe. Like, there is literally nothing else to do outside of, like, restaurants. Like, you may hit the park, something like that, you know, do a little sport or two. But, like, outside of that, like, what are you realistically doing in Stanford?
Honestly, I think that, like, that general area just doesn't appeal to our demographic, like, young college students.
Yeah, I mean, they've been trying to fix up the mall a little bit with these new stores coming in, but, like, been kind of messing that up, kind of getting it right, but it's not consistent enough to where it's like an actual place that a lot of people want to go.
Yeah, I wish I was there. One thing I will say Stanford was doing well with was the Alive at Fives.
Mm-hmm.
They ended their Alive at Five summer season with Ashanti, which is, I could not believe it. Like, I wish I was there, but I had to go to New York, which sucked because that was the worst day. I wanted to see Ashanti for real, but it gives me hope that next year they'll come up with something better. They're cooking something.
I'm definitely heavily anticipating that next Live at Five.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything else you want to talk about outside of, like, jobs?
Well, I will say this. Student discounts are a blessing. It's just like everything, door has been opened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, student discounts, you can get them basically anywhere, you know, even at places you wouldn't expect. Like, we got a free gym membership for the summer. We're chilling.
We're literally chilling. Planet Fitness, shout out.
Yeah.
Even though it's not the best gym you could go to, shit, it works.
Yeah, it's manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, me and Ashanti have been putting each other on just about, like, things to, like, help elevate ourselves as people. Like, one big thing in particular is credit cards. Like, we were having just, like, a lot of serious discussions about that and getting into that and, like, which one you should pick, like, which one has good rates, which one has good benefits and perks, like, mm-hmm. is there good cash back? Just a lot of questions and answers. Just a lot of things.
Yeah, the most for me has been, like, self-growth. Like, it's just me growing as a person, just learning certain things, like, taking advantage of the stuff I've learned at UConn. That's mainly what my summer has been about, just character development, basically. But enough about me. How was your summer?
Honestly, I can't complain. I've been blessed. I've stayed in good health. The start of my summer, I got a job at, like, this high-end, like, restaurant, but I think it's the one you're working at, kind of, but, like, the thing about them is it's not, like, a building for the job. Like, basically, the job sends you an email about what shifts are available and, like, what locations, so it's not really reliable when it comes to, like, getting work, like, every day. It's kind of dependent on if they have a shift nearby to you that has good hours and a lot of other factors. But like, I probably, like, I didn't really go to any of the places because I wasn't really feeling the job. So I decided to let them know that I was going to be moving on to somewhere else. And I'm happy that I did because I applied to Starbucks, the one near my house, and I got an interview. And by the grace of God, I started working at Starbucks, and I really felt, like, appreciated there, and, like, the pay is good enough to where I could deal with, like, a couple, like, just asshole customers, but for the most part, the customers are nice. Of course, there are, like, exceptions, but, you know, I really just liked working there, and I really like my coworkers and just how it's been when I've been, like, working a shift with different managers and just different people. Like, I've come to really appreciate just the staff that I have over there. Shout out to the Starbucks at West Main in Stanford. Shout out to them because they did some W people all around. Like, and also the benefits are really nice. That free Spotify was godsend. When I tell you godsend, oh my goodness, the amount of charges that I don't have to pay for Spotify because I have it for free through Starbucks is amazing. And Starbucks is also, like, known for their benefits, so, like, if I stick with them for a little bit, I could get things like parental leave, like some therapy sessions. And a big one that I'm interested in when I, like, come back to work for the one I'm working at now is, like, getting, like, Starbucks, like, stock. I feel like that's going to be huge because Starbucks is definitely just an affluent company. It's doing well for itself, and I feel like it's only going to go up from here. And just getting some stock just from working there, honestly, sounds like a pretty good deal, if I'm being honest. But, yeah, I've honestly just been sticking with that. I took, like, a trip or two just for summer. I went to Six Flags was a good little trip. I went with Nashawn and some other homies.
Shit, I forgot to mention that. That's the crazy part about
it. That was probably one of the highlights of the summer. Yeah. We had a lot of fun at the water park and the roller coaster. Yeah. King the Ka, light work. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, King the Ka was probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
Yeah. It's my favorite fast. One was, I think it was Batman, the one that we went on.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, really
good. Yeah, that was
You fun. Also went on, what was the last one you went on that?
Nitro. Nitro. That was my favorite.
I heard that was really good, but I decided, I was like, you know, I'm cooling. I have a headache, and I'm not doing that.
Right, I would have liked it more if I wasn't tired at the moment.
Yeah, because we damn near hit all the roller coasters.
Yeah, it was. Mad fun. But yeah, I recommend Six Flags Great Adventure, New Jersey. One thing that New Jersey is good at, I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. I also went to Baltimore. You know, just for my sister's graduation because she got her master's. I'm so incredibly proud of her. And that was just a great trip to go on with the fam.
Yeah, congrats to her.
And we had a good time that time as well. And I really just been in my bag this summer, like working full-time hours at Starbucks. Like I'm always just asking for like extra shifts or asking if I could work more than I'm scheduled to work. And sometimes my managers, they look at me crazy a little bit sometimes, but they also appreciate me because they know I'm like a hard ass worker. I'm really like in there hustling, like doing what I'm supposed to do like all the time. But I've really just been in my bag this summer with Starbucks, and I'm excited to go back for just the breaks and summer when it comes back up. But of course, I'm always searching for bigger and better, and I'm also just looking for another job that optimistically would pay 20. That's like my goal right now for like my next job. I know it's a little bit ambitious, but I feel like I could honestly do it, especially with the skill set I've been building so far.
Yeah, honestly, I will say this, like at the end of the day though, I'm excited to go back to stores.
To UConn. Man. What can I say? I'm a little UConn sick.
Yeah. Like go Huskies.
Yeah. I miss like just the freedom that I have up here.
Yes.
Just being able to have your own space, decorate it how you want, just go to events whenever you want, and how you're basically being treated more as an adult when you're up here. Because, like, you basically have to really, like, manage your own shit and, like, fit shit into your schedule. Like, if you want to do, like, a club, you kind of have to balance that with your classes and things like that. But, yeah, I just miss being up here, just the smell, the looks.
Friends,
not the
bro.
Looks, the views, just, like, the buildings, just stuff around here. It's just nice being at stores for a little bit, not like the whole year, but it's nice when you've had a break to miss it a little bit.
It's like I can only be home for as much as a couple of weeks. After that, I get bored. It's like I'll start resenting
it's like,
the
it's
area.
Like, damn, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Exactly.
Here?
Like at UConn, honestly, it is crazy. Don't get us wrong, but it is still fun. As long as, like I've said this to him before, but as long as it's not me, then it's fun.
Yeah, like as long as I could be an observer and just look at all the what can I even say? Like look ADC. At all the ADC is a good word. What's a good word? This unhinged behavior that happens here sometimes
is
just ridiculous. But I mean, I just be giving my little side eyes and just looking at shit. So I'm cooling, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, it's funny how as like kids, like from elementary to high school, you resent going to school like over the summer. But it's like pretty much everyone at college wants to go back.
Yeah, because I feel like the way that high school and middle school is structured, it makes it more miserable for the students. Like, while they're in school,
because like you're working
exactly, like you have a set time that you have to go into, like 5 out of the 7 days of the week. Like you have to get up probably a little bit earlier, like 6, 7, something like that. Get dressed, brush your teeth, do all that. Like you don't have an option, and when your class is starting, like you kind of have to be there or like not be there really. But yeah, like over here at stores, you can really just like schedule when you want your classes to be. Like, I like just having that option of like picking if you want to be more of like a morning class type of person. We could just like get all your stuff done and have like the afternoon and evening to yourself, or like a later in the day type of person where you have like your morning to like eat breakfast, do whatever you will, and just like get into that academic mode like later on in the day.
For sure.
Yeah. And you can really just like set that up in a way that like complements your energy levels through the day. Cause a drawback of having like set classes like always at the same time is that if you have more energy in the morning, like you'll be okay. But the other side of that is if you don't have any energy in the morning and you're not a morning person, you're just like tired like every single day. And you just walk into the bullshit, bro. Yo, it's just bringing me back. Just like the teacher just lecturing in your ear. You just, it's like, what is this nigga talking about, bro? Like, I want to go home. And then you, sometimes you deal with some like just negative, stale ass people up in high school. It's just, it's too early for all this, honestly.
Honestly, yeah, like, honestly, I will say, though, I'm looking for that nut shit, like, that nutty type stuff. Pause.
You looking for the nut, my boy?
Pause. I'm ready. Yeah, pause. Yeah, I'm ready to see all the craziness and all the like you said, idiocy that's going on.
Idiocy, unhinged activities.
That's going on, like, campus. At UConn. It's going to, I hope it's more amazing than last year. It could top the riots. I hope it could top the riots.
Bro, the thing is, I think it's going to be a pretty good year. Because, like, you remember how Yik Yak was last year?
Yes.
Bro, before we got that update, Yik Yak was kind of, it was kind of stale.
It was
like,
dry.
During the semester. Yo, people, like, I feel like there were only like a few like true moments where it was actually like jumping. But other than that, bro, it was just stale for majority of the semester, in my opinion. But once we got that update, bro, that shit is so much better. Like,
yo, people are saying that they want to bring back the old location-based one. I was like, no.
You said what?
A lot of people on the Yik Yak say bring back the location based style.
They're leased. I'm here for the communities, bugging. Bro. The communities are
More relatable now. It's funnier too.
About to say, put a little bit of spice in your life. They mad interesting. Yeah. But yeah, just based on that update, I have high hopes for sophomore year. I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. And on to the final, just the final topic of our episode, we're gonna talk about just tips for freshmen, since we've, you know, it's end of our freshman year, going into sophomore, we have a little bit of advice to just give to up and coming freshmen and transfers, people, whoever's coming into the school. We have a little bit of advice since we've lived a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, and some of this advice, like, stuff you actually need to know, it's, like, certain things that you wouldn't pick up on until you've actually experienced it. Mm. Like, I'll start right now by saying, skipping one class, just one, it's, like, a hell of a drug.
It's a gateway drug, bro.
Because it's, like, once you do that, you've opened up the possibility of just not going.
Exactly.
You have to go to class.
You really have to self-motivate for some of these classes, but you kind of have to go, because I know some people that have just had the worst streak in just attending classes, like terrible, like damn near in their dorm, like 24/7. But like, guys, you kind of have to go to class. I know it's a drag.
It is.
I know, like, you don't want to be there. I mean, if there is like some point where you do skip a class, try not to let it like form into a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Just really try your best to stay on top of things. Okay, just building off that, you guys need to go the office hours for classes.
Like, absolutely.
Although they may be at weird times and you may think that you don't need them and you're going to be fine by yourself, it's always just good to get that little bit more of clarity for classes, for your workload, so you could really just stay on top of your stuff and have more time to do like fun things.
Yeah. Yeah. TAs, like the teaching assistants, like they'll usually like make sure that you know when they're and where they're available. So just set aside your pride and nervousness for that moment. It's like, if you really need help on something, then just ask the damn TA.
Yeah,
like,
don't be scared, guys. Don't be scared.
Because that's what really screws you over. If you don't understand something, the TA and the TA won't know how to address something that you don't tell them. Exactly. Not to mention that it's like,
you have to really just like communicate and advocate for yourself, especially in college.
Yeah. I will say this about the classes, like just going back onto the classes for a little bit. Skipping class, I want to say it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Just skipping one class.
Yeah, don't let it become a habit, guys. That's really it.
Do not miss labs though, or exams. Oh yeah. When you like more accurately, being late for class isn't the end of the world. Mm. But being late for a lab probably it sucks.
I feel like it's not the end of the world, but it depends really on what sets it you back, because some classes like really start on time. Like the actual, say like the start time of the class is 8, the lecture starts at 8. So if you come in a little late, you may be a little bit lost, but this also brings up the importance of just like knowing people and just like making connections in class and outside of class. So say for instance you're late for one day, because some professors are nice and they could work with you, but majority of them, they're not gonna care, because that's really on you and you weren't there for the class.
You're an adult now.
So like just making those connections and having someone just send you the notes is really helpful. I'm not gonna lie, but I'm also not gonna lie to you guys again. Not again, but some of the TAs and some of the professors here at UConn are dirt. I'm not going to lie to you. Some of them are just, roll their dirt. Bro, do you remember the studio, the English studio class?
Yeah, I do.
Bro, that class was dirt.
That was some dog dookie.
I'm
bro.
Saying, like, I hated it. Was it. Really such a terrible class and so long and so, like, insignificant.
I still don't understand like English. Why we made the websites. What was the point of that?
Exactly. I feel like I was just being taught, like, a whole different class, like, website design.
They were
like,
completely irrelevant
that?
To, like,
for English.
It's not even English.
It's like, we were literally, like, guys, we were literally, say we were talking about, just tropes in class, the studio class would literally be on something completely unrelated and you just have to work more on your website, which was, oh my god, I don't even know why. It's basically two classes in one. I don't know why they would do that to you, but but yeah, I'm really gonna emphasize the point that some of the TAs and professors are dirt.
Yeah.
Be aware, guys. Sometimes it's not on you. Sometimes they just don't know what they're doing. But there are still some pretty good professors and TAs here. So don't just take what I said and run with it as the reality. Because there are definitely some good just educators here, you know. But you really have to make the effort to go to them and understand what you're confused about. It's really important, guys.
Yeah, a lot of them actually will offer extra credit if you go to them for certain things. But that means that you actually have to take the extra credit. Take advantage of every single opportunity.
Extra credit assignment, bro. If your teacher tells you to attend an event for class and like bring something back for extra credit, attend that event, bro. It's probably going to take an hour or two out of your time, and it's going to really benefit you in the long run for the class. So just do it, bro.
It just is like it buffs up your grade to the point where you don't have to worry as much about doing well on certain tests or certain assignments. It's like extra credit. A lot of times some of them will give you like multiple chances for extra credit. And you'd be a fool not to take advantage of any of them.
Exactly. Especially if you miss a day, like just because you're sick or something and you can't really make something up. That extra credit is really gonna act as a buffer for like those couple points that you lost. So definitely take advantage. And if your teacher or professor or TA or whatever is like really dirt, like there is also tutoring offered for some classes. Like I know there's the Academic Achievement Center that you can go to if you're like struggling, and if you're struggling with writing in any of your English classes or any of your just other classes in general, you go to the writing center and like sign up for tutoring and like additional resources. Like just take advantage of the resources here and just really explore around the campus to see what's really going to be extremely beneficial mm-hmm. to you specifically, because like everyone's different. So just explore your resources and definitely take advantage, like the wellness center, like Shaw, whatever you can, bro. Just mm-hmm. like look around, see what services they offer, what you can, you know, just take advantage of, you know. Not gonna lie, Shaw is kind of shit most of the time, but they're trying to get better, apparently. So
yeah, student health and wellness. Yeah, like honestly, yeah, they're pretty. They're pretty.
Yeah, I've heard stories from friends that have not made them look good.
Yeah, but in order to know if you have a crap professor, you have to look at Rate My Professor. Oh, that is such a useful gosh. Piece of
that's like a very good point.
Yeah, it's I a very useful website. Like, for those who don't know, it's just a website that quite literally just shows the ratings that people have given online for that professor. You can generally look up your school and the name of that professor if they've been there long enough, and just look at like all the reviews. Generally speaking, people that have been there longer have a lot of reviews, and you'll see like a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you know, that kind of numbers rating. If you see more ones than fives, I don't care if five is the second highest number. If the majority of ones and twos, then just give up on that professor right then and there.
Yeah, probably like not good. Really just do your research on the class or professor that's going to be teaching it. But two key points that I want to bring up is don't do too much and come prepared when you come to UConn, guys.
Yeah.
The first point, don't do too much. Like, I know you want to, like, engage in shenanigans and stuff like that. Like, we all do. I'm not going to lie, but just don't do too much, bro.
Don't be an idiot.
Exactly. Because, like, Nashawn, I remember you was telling me your roommate, he ate, like, a ceiling tile just for no reason. Guys, don't do too much. Don't be too annoying in like your
don't try to dorm. Be cool. This is not like high school. It's like people aren't fake anymore. It's like, well, actually, no, I take that back.
People are fake,
but it's like it's not like a survival of the fittest type. Like, who's the coolest kid?
Yeah, guys, like, we're adults here, bro. Let's just act like it.
Like, if you act like an idiot, people will see you as an idiot. These people, and keep in mind that most of these people aren't your friends. You will make certain friends. You will make some friends, but most people aren't your friends. They will fuck you over if it's for their benefit, even if it's just to get laughs.
Be vigilant. Be aware, guys. I mean, I've heard that you don't find your true friend group until, like, probably junior year of, like, your actual people. But, I mean, it varies from case to case.
Yeah.
Some people really have that strong bond with their friend group and don't let any drama or unnecessary bullshit get in between that. Good for them, but just be aware of that. Like, guys, don't be knocking on other people's doors, doing some, like, ding-dong ditch type bullshit, because, bro, some people are just trying to sleep, some people are trying to do work in their dorm, so just really try to be respectful of the space. Like, have your fun, but, like, don't fuck other people over, just for no reason. And with the come prepared part, make sure that you get all the things that they tell you to bring on the list of, like, I think there's like a school supplies checklist that UConn has or some shit.
Yeah.
And also add on to that if need be, and like get all you need to get. Gay ass, some shower shoes, because you don't want no foot fungus, none of that.
Bro.
You don't want no black feet, bro. Get all you need to get. Do all your shopping now in advance. Now's probably a good time to do
just
it
because pack up right now.
Deals are still going on, but like just stock up. Don't do too much. Just overall be prepared.
Yeah, just like a little nice like bone I'll throw at you. Tax-free week in Connecticut is the last week of August, so get most of your shit then. Like you got a little bit more time than me because I'm moving up very soon. I'm moving up pretty early. But like aside from that, the last thing I would want to give advice on is the fact that you just want to do well your freshman and sophomore year. Those are the ones that really decide how well you're going to do in your future 2 years. That's what I'm starting to learn now. Like, obviously, I'm not junior yet, so I don't know what being a junior is like. But on like as a freshman, I could see how my grades affect the future. Like, because now it's like I ended up coming out with not as bad as I thought. It's actually not too bad. But I could have done better, and it wouldn't. I wouldn't have to work as hard now to maintain like a decent average, because they work in averages.
Yeah, like that really sets the stage. Those 2 years for your GPA, like opportunities that you may get your junior and senior year. If you want to do an internship, anything like that, make sure you get your shit straight for those.
Yep.
Years, like earlier on, like really grind, really do what you have to do so you're set up in a good position for your other 2 years.
It's like you want to just like you know, work, like you don't want to kill yourself, burn yourself out, but you want to just like work hard like these first couple of years just so you'll be cruising and chilling like those last two.
All right, I was just gonna say my last piece of advice to y'all is, most importantly, just have fun. Like, I know we're saying a lot, but, like, really try to take advantage of the 4 years that you have here, because they go by quick. Like, I'm not in my senior year, but I can see I can see when people say that the years go by quick. But just try to take advantage of everything you can and just really try to lock in whenever you need to lock in, and have your fun, bro. Like, do your own thing. Like, meet your people, like, do your shenanigans, like, explore, all of that. Just have your fun.
I've been told that college is the best 4 years of your life, and I'm not going to lie, I'm starting to see it. Like, even in year one blink, I was there for more than a year because of the summer program. One blink, and I'm back in Stanford and all that. Like, it is very fun. You make so many friends, you know. So many great opportunities. It depends school to school, but UConn's pretty freaking great.
Yeah, and even outside of UConn and outside of any of the UConn campuses, like, apply the principles that we were talking about just to any college, and you'll really have fun, and you'll be set up, like, nicely for when you leave.
Yeah, but most importantly, you know, for I know, the UConn heads, like my people, go Huskies.
Yeah, go Huskies. Like, goddamn, we did good as shit for basketball.
Honestly, next year, it's looking promising. Like, they just went on a year, tour through Europe, slaughtered every team by an average of 43 points.
I'm excited for next year,
bro. Honestly, it's looking promising. Jesus
Christ. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, but anyways, that's it for today. Thanks for stopping by for the Black and Bold podcast. Be sure to check us out on Spotify and whus.org. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
And
have a good-ass day.